Reporting for WCYB Digital Radio, I'm Hillary McClure with the Cyber Warfare Report. Joining us is former White House CIO Teresa Payton. Space.com recently published an article titled Elon Musk Says Russia is Ramping Up Cyber Attacks on SpaceX's Starlink Systems in Ukraine. Since late February, SpaceX, with the help of the United States Agency for International Development, has sent at least 5,000 Starlink terminals to Ukraine to support their communication infrastructure. Just last week, Musk shared on Twitter how it's been an increasingly difficult environment, and although Starlink has resisted Russian cyber war, jamming, and hacking attempts, they're ramping up their efforts. Teresa, what does this mean for Ukraine, and why is Russia attacking the Starlink systems?
Well, what's interesting is obviously a big part of their infrastructure does rely on Russia. And so in the early days of the invasion, while Russia was busy trying to disconnect Ukraine from the rest of the world, Elon Musk stepped in, donated Starlink to keep them connected, not only for their own country, but to stay connected to the outside world. It's no surprise to me that Russia would want to interfere with that connectivity and directly target Starlink. So what this means for Ukraine is they could essentially be forced off the grid. Thankfully, one of the things they had put in place prior to the invasion was they put in old school landlines for telephone lines, and they actually ran broadband cable. So we will see whether or not Russia succeeds in taking them basically off the grid, or if the determination of the Ukrainian people with some assistance from Elon Musk and Starlink are able to stay connected.
Do you think Russia offers incentives to these cyber criminals?
They absolutely are. You know, the Russian economy has taken a huge hit as part of the invasion, the sanctions, businesses around the world saying we can no longer be able to do business in Russia. And so you have people who are basically either in, you know, military or other kind of government operations who are being told to do this. And they could be offering bounties, you know, basically money or cryptocurrency in exchange for Russian operatives, either in Russia or outside of Russia, attacking this infrastructure.
Once these networks are down, what does it take to get them back up and running? And during that downtime, what's at stake?
There's so much at stake because it's not just reporting the atrocities of what Russia is inflicting upon the Ukrainian people. But if you think about it, even just emergency broadcast systems, anything such as emergency management systems, hospitals, ambulances, we all rely upon communication to get people from point A to point B, to continue to have commerce. So it's not just about staying connected with the outside world, but it's just making sure there is some semblance of ongoing continuity of government operations and businesses within Ukraine.
Teresa, what more can be done to help keep Russian cyber warfare at bay?
Well, the good news is that a coalition of countries have come together to basically help create redundancy in the infrastructure, to create almost a watch floor, if you can imagine a digital watch floor, where they're keeping tabs on whether it's botnets or different types of operations being stood up and alerting others to try and get them to stand down. So you saw, for example, in the early weeks, Microsoft announced they saw evidence of potentially nefarious cyber operatives under the direction of the Russian regime spinning up operations that look like they would damage critical infrastructure in Ukraine, and Microsoft was able to shut that down. It's going to take a team sport of everyone, including big tech and social media, to help Ukraine stay connected and be able to allow them to have some semblance of ongoing commerce, health and safety, and all of the other things that we in the modern world have come to just expect to be part of our daily lives.
Anything else you'd like to add?
No, I would just ask that, you know, as people have creative thoughts and ideas, there are different ways to share those. There's different public research institutions who are collecting things. If you see something on the internet and you think it's going to damage any type of a organization that also operates in the Ukraine, don't forget, you can always report that to the FBI InfraGuard through IC3.gov. And you can also report things that you see, no matter how minor you think they are, or, well, I'm not really sure what I'm looking at, to Department of Homeland Security, CISA. They will look at each one of the things that are reported by private citizens and organizations, vet them, and make decisions. But if you see something, please say something.
Joining me was former White House CIO Teresa Payton. Reporting for WCYB Digital Radio, I'm Hillary McClure.